The boys all begin slowly rubbing their bulges as my eyes move from one to the next. The shape of their hard cock slowly materializes in the thin fabric. Silence fills the room. All I hear is the sound of their heavy breathing until Mike steps forward and breaks the calm. "Sniff it!" He grips the back of my head and pulls me toward the hard tube in his Speedo. I give in to his motions and allow my nose to press into the outline of his ballsack. I can feel his long, heavy dick resting against my face as I inhale deeply, allowing his aroma to seep into my body. I fantasized about their scent before, but that's done nothing to prepare me for the real thing. His penis. The scent is magnetic. Heavy, hot, earthy, boyish, athletic. There are an endless number of words that could be used to describe the smell of his reproductive organ. As I hold the lungful of scent, it feels like something is being activated in my brain. Something deeply profound and primal. I exhale before huffing again, pressing my face even harder against his cock. "That's right, just like that. Feel my masculine pheromones absorbing into your body." He lovingly strokes the back of my head as I sniff. "It makes you feel good, doesn't it?"
"Mm-hmm."
I grunt as my thoughts all slip away. "Just keep sniffing. With each breath, feel yourself sinking deeper. It feels so good. It feels so good because you're a queer. You're a queer for real men."
"Yes." I slur the word and lift my hands to brace myself against his slim, tan thighs. "It's okay to touch yourself too. Just do what comes naturally."
As his heavy musk swirls around me, my hand automatically moves toward my bulge, rubbing my hard dick through my shorts. The friction causes a wave of euphoria to rocket up my spine. "Damn, Mike, he really does want this." Grant smiles as he watches me press my face into his teammate's Speedo. "Queers really do love this shit." "Damn right they do. I've said for years that we needed to get a team queer. It's great for relieving stress. Let me have a turn." Alex steps forward and grabs me by the hair. He yanks my face toward the swollen penis in his Speedo, and I weakly move with his pressure. He hooks my nose between his legs and under his balls, forcing me to take a deep breath of his sweaty musk. It's explosive. Like a dirty mix of chlorine and soiled laundry, the warm scent causes me to gag slightly. But the more I sniff, the better it becomes. With each breath, I feel my body relax further. Each lungful is like taking a shot of alcohol, and I'm getting dangerously drunk. "Now do me!" Jake pulls me toward his bulge.